Congressman, we're talking ahead of the president's State of the Union address. You know, this is his chance to lay out his priorities for the coming year. I wonder if you could give one or two of your top priorities, both as a member of the Republican Party, which now holds a majority in both chambers, and as, you know, the representative of Illinois' 13th congressional district here.
Well, I have many priorities, and one of my priorities is actually already passed the House of Representatives, and that's to make sure that our veterans have access to jobs. And but beyond that, we also have to look at tax reform. Our tax code is broken. If we want to see true economic growth in this country and real unemployment numbers go down, we need to reform our tax code, make sure that it's fairer, flatter, and simpler, and ensure that we close all the loopholes.
Now, the tax code, you know, we did hear leading up to the election, you know, that people were kind of, they were tired of feeling like nothing could get done in Washington. You know, the voters wanted to see their elected officials working for them. It has been interesting on the tax front. You know, the president came out with a plan late last week, I guess, kind of a spoiler of the State of the Union, talking about how he wants to effectively cut tax rates for many middle-class families or raising taxes on higher earners to kind of offset some costs. It's been interesting to watch the language around this. On one side, you hear phrases like, you know, invest in the middle class, give the middle class a raise. On the other side, you hear things like death taxes, not serious, misguided. You know, where is the middle ground on that issue? You know, to many voters, this doesn't sound like bipartisanship on either side.
Well, and that's where we need to come together in Washington. We need to take the president's plan and take our plan that the new chairman of Ways and Means, Paul Ryan, is going to put forth, and let's find a way to common ground. We've done it with the Farm Bill. We've done it with infrastructure bills. We can find those common sense solutions in Washington without being disagreeable all the time.
What will you be listening for in the president's State of the Union address?
I'm going to be listening less for his big ideas, because they always seem to come about, and more about how he's going to pay for those big ideas, and also whether or not he's going to put forth progress on turning those ideas into realities. I've sat through two State of the Union addresses as a member of Congress already, and the president has always proposed some major ideas like preschool for every single child in America, but then he has yet to bring proposals to Congress to try and turn them into reality. I hope this speech isn't just peppered with talking points and feel-good ideas. I hope his speech is peppered with real, serious solutions that he knows can be realistic to the American people.
And do you think that Republicans who now control both chambers of Congress will be open to those ideas, hearing those ideas, and potentially moving forward with those ideas?
We're always open to ideas, but the president has to be willing to come to the table, not just on ag and infrastructure and spending issues. He has to be able to come to the table on all issues.